Well, despite the recent optimistic economic news, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has urged the government to proceed with a tough budget next month. The council says Ministers Noonan and Howland need to take another €2 billion out of the economy in tax hikes and spending cuts. On the line now, economist Alan Barrett, who's a member of the Fiscal Advisory Council, and Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and Spokesperson on Public Expenditure and Reform, Mary Lou MacDonald. Thank you both for coming on the line. Alan Barrett, to you first. Have the recent growth figures and projections passed you and your colleagues by?
No, certainly not. It's extremely good news, and I suppose in some way it's partly a credit to the sensible economic policies that have been pursued over the last number of years. I suppose the worry from the Fiscal Council perspective, though, is that with the good news coming on stream, we've essentially become very, very worried that the mistakes of the past are about to be repeated. And if you think about it, one of the reasons for setting up something like the Fiscal Council was to ensure that the historic mistakes that Irish governments have made would not be repeated. So in a nutshell, what that mistake has been is that typically in Ireland, going back for a very long time, when the good news, when the economic news has been good, governments have tended to spend an awful lot. And the result of that being is that when the tide has turned, rather than having resources available then to sort of act as a buffer and to protect vulnerable people when the economy turns down, we've tended to end up in a situation that when the tide turns, we don't have the fiscal space to assist the sort of people that you need to assist in very, very bad times. I think the Fiscal Council had become quite concerned in recent months that the debate was moving in a particular direction, and it was the old familiar line that, oh, the economy is doing great, so let's rip, let's add to the sort of whole bust and boom cycle. So really what we're saying at this stage is let's not repeat the problems of the past. Let's take a really sort of careful, prudent approach so that we continue to get Ireland into a situation that it has the sort of solid financial backing or background so that if difficulties happen, and believe me, they are, okay, economists may not always be very good at predicting precisely when bad things will happen, but bad things will happen. We just want to make sure that the Irish state's finances are in such a way that we'll be able to protect vulnerable people.
But Michael Noonan has insisted repeatedly that there is going to be no return to the old politics of boom and bust. He's also clearly on course, without this €2 billion package, to achieve the government's target of 3% of GDP, deficit below 3% of GDP in 2015. The people have had huge burdens of hardship imposed on them. Is it not time for a little respite?
I mean, the sentiment you're expressing is 100% understandable. And as a citizen...
But your answer is no.
As a member of the Fiscal Council, as opposed to a citizen, I guess I'm going to take the sensible approach to this. No, look, in spite of everything that's been done, and can you remember the famous Al Gore movie, An Inconvenient Truth? The difficulty is, in spite of everything that has happened, everybody deserves tremendous credit for everything that has been achieved, Ireland's debt GDP ratio is enormous. Okay, our debt is something like 120% of our gross domestic product. Okay, so we remain in a very, very vulnerable position. As a Fiscal Council, we would be acting remarkably irresponsibly if we didn't draw attention to this vulnerable situation, and if we didn't propose policies that were going to move Ireland away from the sort of danger point that would be in. I think the other thing to say is that this is really the last push. Okay, once we get over the line with this, it will be the case that, as long as we, again, are reasonably prudent, the major sort of cutbacks that we've been talking about of previous years won't be there. Our worry is that if we don't do the last push, in a couple of years' time, we could find ourselves back in a vulnerable position when the sort of austerity measures that we've had over the last number of years could be required again. So I just think it's really, really important that we do everything to avoid putting ourselves in that situation.
Stay with us, Alan. Mary Lou MacDonald, is he right?
He's not. And Alan and his colleagues have, from time to time, appear before our committee in the Oireachtas. And the analysis that he's setting out for your listeners this morning, to be fair to Alan and his colleagues, is consistent to the position that they've taken over the last number of budgets, where they have always urged more rather than less austerity. I agree with Alan, and I suspect that everybody listening agrees, in as much as there is a need for responsible management of the economy, that nobody wants to move back to what was then called the Celtic Tiger credit bubbles, property bubbles, despite the fact that it seems that might be developing under our very noses, at least here in Dublin, just to say that. But I take issue when Alan suggests that moves to bring relief to families that have struggled very, very badly over the last number of years, that that's how somehow a message to, as he says, let rip. It's anything but that. The reality in people's lives is that in many, many cases, people aren't making their mortgage, can't make their rent payments. They're faced with, on the one hand, a tax now on the family home. We're now facing into a situation where people will be taxed for their domestic water. And whatever the hype and whatever the propaganda around recovery and whatever about statistical indicators and
Well, do you not believe the 7%
point towards
growth, though? And that you do not expect that there will be 5% growth this year in the year of 2014?
I don't know, and I wouldn't pin my colours to the mast in respect of any decisive figure in respect of growth. They've been notoriously inaccurate over the last number of years. But I would say absolutely that a number of the indicators are optimistic and positive. But I would also say this, Sean, that for many, many citizens is almost an academic exercise, because it's not felt in any way in their household budgets. And in fact, people might be caught in a position where, far from facing a neutral budget, we'll be facing now into a budgetary cycle where the propaganda and the headline figures look good, but the reality of the cash in people's pockets is very, very bad. And so I think there has to be two things need to be prioritised alongside prudent economic management, and they are relief for households, families, people on low and middle incomes, and investment, expansive, you know, investment of scale in job opportunities. And by that, I don't mean sort of yellow pack, job bridge, cheap schemes that the government have favoured. I mean proper investment in sustainable, durable jobs in the private and indeed in the public sector. So now is the time to do that. And whatever credit, in inverted commas, people might take, government might take, or policy bodies or outfits like the Fiscal Advisory Council might take for the success of austerity, I would say to you that far from being a huge success story, that very many of the policies and approaches adopted actually served to deepen the crisis, and certainly have caused, without a shadow of a doubt, a crisis for families and people
in
terms of their ability to get by.
On that point, Alan Barrett, Richard Bruton making the point yesterday, like a lot of his colleagues in recent times, and the Taoiseach and the Minister of Finance and other members of the Cabinet, all of them really, making the argument that the higher tax rate is applied to incomes, effectively a marginal rate of 52% when everything is taken into account, incomes above 32,800. That hits many middle-income families hard. Now, some relief could be provided there, but the other point that Richard Bruton was making yesterday, that these higher rates of income tax are a hindrance to investment. So there's a double gain to be made.
Yeah, I mean, these points are reasonable, and I suppose the only thing I would say is, to the extent that lower and middle income people deserve some sort of relief, we as a council would simply argue that that should be counterbalanced by measures elsewhere. I mean, it's really up to the government to sort of come up with the precise range of measures.
They can do things like take medical cards away from people who badly need them. They can do things like increase the pupil-teacher ratio. And that is the kind of thing that's the nuts and bolts of what you're talking about, though, isn't it?
Well, it's not really. I mean, let me move on to sort of more personal territory here, because the Fiscal Council doesn't necessarily talk about these sort of things. But I mean, for example, wealth is still relatively taxed to a lesser degree in Ireland than it is compared to other countries. If you were to ask me from a personal perspective, would I have a problem in seeing wealth taxes being increased in Ireland? The answer would be no.
What would those wealth taxes be, and how would they be applied?
Well, it is still the case. I mean, if you take the residential property tax, for example, compared to a lot of countries in the world, that is quite low. So, again, I'm not for a moment suggesting that people on low incomes are in vulnerable positions should be taxed relatively more highly. But you could certainly move in a direction of having a more progressive wealth tax related to housing values.
Mary Lou McDonald, is that the kind of language you would go along with? Tax people in big houses?
I think, as you know, Sean, we have favoured the application of a wealth tax for quite some time now, and we're not talking, just to be absolutely clear, about the kind of approach that is essentially a tax on the family home rather than on wealth per se, which of course is defined in broader terms.
And is very mobile, as you know.
And can be, and there are mechanisms to take account of all of that. To date, the government have refused to even cost or to project what a wealth tax might yield. I understand that the CSO is gathering more comprehensive data in terms of wealth in this state, and I hope in the very near term that government and the public service and the departments in question will actually price that in and actually produce figures, and let's have a look at it and let's have a debate on all of that. Can I just say, in terms of the debate as it seems to be unfolding on potential income tax relief, I think it is probably true to form that Fine Gael would automatically head for the higher tax level and to suggest a reduction in that rate. And can I say, I do accept absolutely that people go into that rate at a very low level of income, and that causes a difficulty. But I think we need to look at this very carefully, and if there's going to be relief in the tax code, which I believe there should be, let's look at those ways in which it is most equitable and most progressive and has the biggest impact on those on the lowest income. And I don't think simply shaving off percentage points from the top line rate is the best way to go about all of that. Can I also say to you, Sean, you know, given that government were very enthusiastic about the figures last week and seemed to be buoyed up and almost bullish, I would suggest to them that perhaps the biggest relief that they could give to families right across the state is to announce a reversal in respect of taxing and charging for domestic water. That would give, believe you me, people would breathe a sigh of relief right across the country if the government were to take an action like that, that was genuinely would have an effect on families right across the country.
OK, what would the Fiscal Council have to say about that, Alan Barrett, finally?
Well, I mean, if I take the water charges in particular, I mean, one of the sort of principles that most economists and others would talk about is that you need to spread the tax base. So, sort of, you know, charging for resources in particular makes perfect sense. And, while these charges have to be fair, I think it's important that water charges would stay in place. I think that just one other point to add to all this, though, I mean, I think we do have to recognise that there are pressures on the public finances coming down the line, and particularly in regard to demographics. And if you take, for example, just the ageing population, it is a very positive thing that everybody's living longer, and this is, you know, a great achievement for humanity. But there are costs attached to that, be it in terms of pensions and in terms of healthcare costs. And I think another thing we just have to keep our eye on is that every time we talk about tax relief, reducing the tax base, you know, cutting off tax revenue streams, really what we're doing is that we're just making life more difficult for ourselves in the future. And again, I suppose what the Fiscal Council is trying to do is just to, you know, get a bit of perspective into the debate on these.
Okay, even if it means you may well be ignored. We'll know the truth of it all, of course. Tomorrow, 3 weeks, is Budget Day. Mary Lou McDonald of Sinn Féin, Alan Barrett of the Fiscal Council, thank you both for joining us. We'll be talking more hardship for people who cannot pay their mortgage and find themselves insolvent. That with Valerie Cox after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.